Okay, good morning again, everybody, and welcome to the public session of the IFRS Advisory Council meeting. I'd like to formally welcome the members, those continuing members, those reappointed members, as well as our eight new members who have joined the Advisory Council for the first time at the beginning of this year. Also, of course, to Hans and some of his fellow ISB board members. Michelle Prada, Chairman of the Trustees, will be joining us later this morning, as well as Masamachi Kono, who is Chairman of the Monitoring Board. And of course, a very warm welcome to Foundation staff. And finally, to our observers and those in the audio link, welcome to what we are all hoping will be a very fruitful couple of days. We do have apologies from a number of members who, for various reasons, could not be here today, and also from Ian McIntosh as the Vice Chair of the ISB. I'd just like to congratulate Hans on his reappointment for a further 5 years, and I also note, and the Council should note, Ian's decision not to renew in terms of his, he will be here though, is my understanding, for our June Advisory Council meeting. So we will have an opportunity to say farewell to Ian then. I'd also like to comment, and it will be alluded to later, the restructure or around in terms of the Foundation staff, and to congratulate promoted staff members as a result of that, and Henry, who is here and has been a key part of the Advisory Council for a while, has been recently promoted, so congratulations to you, Henry. And what I'd now like to do is to say we do have eight new and eight reappointed members starting this session, and I think it would be really valuable so that we can all get a little bit of a feeling about our new members, for each of the new members to actually say just a few words about themselves and their background. Obviously, all the bios are on the website and are available both for us as members as well as the public to have a look at that. But if we could start, and just a brief bio, and I might start just going around the table, Isabel, with you.
My name is Isabel Ferrand, and I am representing the International Cooperative Alliance, which comprises close to 1 billion members, individual members. The ICA is an independent, non-governmental organization to unit, represent, and serve cooperatives worldwide. And I am also Chief Financial Officer for the Credit Mutuels Group, which is the 34th largest bank in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Isabel. And just going around the table, and Andrew, you've probably worked out your next, although you did attend the last meeting. This is your first meeting officially as a member.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. My name's Andrew Marshall. I represent the KPMG Global Network. I'm an audit partner with KPMG in the UK. I've been an audit partner for about 17 years, and in the last couple of years, I've been head of our accounting and reporting team, which runs the internal technical specialists, therefore advising all of our teams and our clients on appropriate accounting interpretations.
Thank you, Andrew. Colin?
Good morning. My name is Colin McDonald. I work for BlackRock. I'm a director within their account and policy function. I'm here representing the Investment Association, which is the UK trade body responsible for promoting asset managers across the UK. I've got a particular interest in obviously bringing the investor perspective to this council. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Melanie?
Good morning, I'm Melanie McLaren. I'm a board member at the UK's Financial Reporting Council, and I represent the accounting national standard setters for France, Germany, Italy, and the UK. My role at the FRC, I'm responsible for our work on codes and standards, so that includes a broad range of corporate reporting issues relating to accounting standards, non-financial reporting standards, auditing standards and actuarial work. And I'm also involved in work related to corporate governance. So I'm looking forward to some of our wide-ranging debates.
Thanks, Melanie. John? Now, the first test is, can you press the button? Sorry, John.
Yeah, that was about 10%. I'm John Stanford. I'm Acting Technical Director of the International Public Sector Accounting Standards Board, which is based in Toronto. However, I'm here as the representative of the International Federation of Accountants, which is the global umbrella body for accountancy member bodies throughout the world. And it's a great privilege to be here, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And now I know where the mic is.
Aziz.
Thank you, madam. I'm Aziz Jay. I have been a founding member of the International Federation of French-speaking accountancy bodies. For 7 years. I have been chairman of the UN intergovernmental body dealing with accountancy, which is called ISAR, Intergovernmental Standard, Intergovernmental, how do you call it again? ISAR, Intergovernmental Intergovernmental Group of Standards for reporting and Intergovernmental Standard of Accounting and Reporting. Intergovernmental Standard of Accounting and Reporting, which is a UN body based in Geneva, and I was the president in 2004 after having been also president in 1994. My role here is to try to convey what we what the position we have as Francophone Institute of Chartered Accountants in terms of conveying view and trying to converse whatever is done here throughout our 33 members institute, Africa, Canada, and all the French-speaking country. I'm very happy to be with such a prestigious body. I hope I will be useful to the language community I am representing here. Thank you.
Thank you, Aziz, and we certainly look forward to your contribution and also communicating across those 33 French accounting standing bodies. Mr. Gao.
各位早上好, 我来自中国的财政部, 那么我们看到呢,咨询委员会的这个委员呢, 是来自方方面面的利益相关者, 构成呢非常的 丰富，使我们对这个理事会呢制定这个高质量的会计准则充满期待。谢谢。
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yibin Gao. I'm from the Accounting Regulatory Department of Ministry of Finance of China. I'm very happy to see that the Advisory Council is composed of several many members with different backgrounds, and that is a good composition, a good combination of different views. So we are very, I'm looking forward to more communication with you, and we also hope that looking forward to a single set of high quality global accounting standards developed by the ISB. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, those of you who are accountants in the room, which I think is just about all of us, could probably work out that I said 8 new members and only 7 people have spoken. However, so we do have one member, new member, who unfortunately could not join us for the early session today. He will be joining us later today and will be with us all day tomorrow, and that is William Kern. And just a little bit about him, he is the Secretary General of the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision and chairs the Basel Committee's Policy Development Group, its Corporate Governance Task Force, and the Coherence and Calibration Task Force. So there is more information, and I'm sure he would have shared more information with you. I don't believe it's appropriate that I probably should do that, but he will be joining us later in the day. So that is our 8 new members, and we certainly look forward. As Yibing Gao said, the breadth of the membership that we do have is incredible, and even the background of the 8 new members that have spoken now is just so varied and different that it, you know, it really does add richness to the discussions that we have. So welcome to all of you. Thank you for giving up your time for being here, and we certainly look forward to your contribution over the next few years. Just then, in terms of the meeting itself and a meeting overview, you will all obviously have seen the papers, read the agenda. I personally think that there are some really important, relevant, and topical issues that we are talking about today. There are some key questions in the breakout sessions around providing advice to the trustees around the effectiveness review. And I think that we can certainly enrich the discussion for the trustees in terms of us looking at that. And obviously we have an overall presentation around where the trustees have got to on that effectiveness review. The second breakout session that we have, and we've considered this area in broad terms over a number of meetings, and that is the landscape around the wider corporate reporting. So just thinking about that and how that fits with financial reporting, and what, if any, role the ISB can play, what is, if you like, the future of that, who should lead the future, or how can it be sorted in terms of thinking about that future of the wider corporate reporting. So again, another topical issue for us to apply our strategic thoughts and different backgrounds to that. We do have a couple of closed sessions which are around some of the issues around the foundation itself. So there will be a couple of times where we will go into closed session. Obviously, then we have the all-important updates from Hans and the team, and thinking more around the actual technical program, although we won't be considering the technical side of it itself, but around the technical program. So I'm certainly looking forward to a couple of really exciting days, and I'll get the words wrong, but Hans said something to me just before we start, like, let's make this fun and valuable. So that's the theory for the next couple of days, both the fun bit and the valuable bit. The final bit of this session was just thinking about, we last met in November. What's happened since then in our world around, everything out there? So the ISB and the trustees, the particular things there, what have we seen actually happening around the world? And certainly to me, it is probably much of a muchness in terms of what is there. There is still talk about the potential of overburden and the compliance focus of financial reporting, and certainly the ISB is addressing that in terms of the disclosure initiative, and I've heard some very positive comments around that. The obviously the general corporate reporting that we've been talking about, and the, you know, where exactly the financial reporting does fit into that. I've had a lot of conversations about that, and in fact when I get back to New Zealand, the day I get back, there is actually a session where the, and I'm not sure whether he's the chair or whatever he is, of the International Integrated Reporting, the IRRC, is actually talking to senior directors in New Zealand about what they're doing. So, you know, it is going around the world. It's obviously been, and I have to say this, and Ada, I forgot my badge saying I love IFRS 16, but I think that that is a really big thing that has actually happened. After 10 years, of effort, we now have IFRS 16 out there. And Hans and board members and staff, you're going to have to forgive me here, and I apologise in front from... My memories when I think about that 10 years of effort actually go back to sitting in a meeting in Vancouver with the only current board member being, and he wasn't on the board at the time, Ian McIntosh and David Tweedy and Warren McGregor and a few others, and we were talking about leasing and saying we need to sort leasing out. And this must have been 15 years ago. It was the... most of you wouldn't know the ISC plus one. Oh, sorry, the group of four plus one. Or I can't remember what it was called. And we need to sort. And Warren McGregor said it's easy. It can be, the standard can be written in 2 pages. Basically, if you've got something and you act as though you own it, put it on your balance sheet. And 10 years or 15 years later. A lot of words later, a lot of hard work, and yes, with a lot more around it, I think that is essentially what IFRS 16 says. But it's really interesting in terms of thinking back of the history of, you know, how we've progressed to that. Anyway, I thought I would share that. And it obviously has been a big period these 3 months, both the board and the trustees, in terms of those two consultation documents. And... you know, that is a core part of our agenda. However, you know, the submissions that have come in, so there's been a lot of stuff that has actually happened at that really high level over the last 3 months. What I'd now like to do, so those are my thoughts when I was thinking about, well, you know, what's happened in the wider world. And not to put anyone on the spot, but if anybody has any thoughts that they have in terms of their environment, their geography, of things, you know, the sort of things that we talk about that have been come to the fore that they would like to share, I think that would be really useful for all of us. No? Okay. In which case, what we might do then is, unless anyone has any comments or questions, conclude that, if you like, welcome session.